I'm Rachel Cunningham, and I'm the manager of Broncos Athletics.
Rachel, you guys had been building towards a super event earlier this fall at the Cow Palace. It was the Bamford Bash. How did things go?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing, yeah. We had an incredible turnout from the Olds community and our campus and surrounding communities. I think we had about 800 people come through the door. Our rodeo that was attached to the same day was sold out as well. And so, yeah, it was an amazing event. Our athletes volunteered, and again, they just were top-notch. The team at ORE was amazing to work with, Tammy and her team, and then obviously Gord and his team. They were incredible. I mean, such wonderful hosts. And he just was so gracious in doing this type of event for us. So we were incredibly excited to have raised about $10,000 for athlete scholarships.
Yeah, and so just how do you guys wind up funding your program? Obviously, that was a big event for you. The golf tournament is usually one as well. Is there anything else that you guys do each year?
Yeah, so we rely on those types of things. You know, we're really looking at different youth programs. We're calling it mini Broncos or Junior Broncos, things like that, to help just establish that root and that connection of Broncos and athletics. So we're feeling pretty grateful for the first two events that we had this fall, and hopefully are able to put on a few more things as the year progresses.
That's great. As your sports season continues here, I guess you're into the full-on swing of things for your court sport teams, aren't you?
Yeah, we are, and our hockey team. So we're at home this week again on Thursday night for our women's hockey team, and then we're back in the gym at Ralph Klein Center on November 14th and 15th for volleyball games. We had a couple byes this month, but are back on home court again on the 28th of November, and then we go hard again come January and February. So it's exciting and a busy time for us.
You bet. Do you guys have any other special nights on the horizon here that you wanted to highlight?
We do have our women's hockey day. So our junior Broncos female programs are pairing with our female hockey team, and we're looking forward to that on January 17th. That'll be at the old sports complex. It's going to feature all of the female hockey programs in Olds, along with our Broncos as well. So that'll be a pretty exciting day.
Yeah, that's a great partnership. How has that been going since you guys announced that and tried to, you know, work in the community here and maybe provide the Broncos as something to look up to for the younger girls in our community?
I think it's been an absolutely amazing partnership. It's really special to see the Junior Broncos jerseys at our games around Alberta as they travel on social media. I think it also just gives them a platform to really look at a pathway for sports and what their sporting career and outings can really come to, which is a very exciting thing for us as Broncos.
Yeah, that's wonderful. If people want to follow along with the Broncos during the season, where can they go?
Go to our website is probably the best spot. So it's gobroncos.ca. We're trying to be more active on our social medias, and we typically try and tag the town and the community. As long as they can follow us online, it should be easy to catch us.
Excellent. Well, go Broncos this season. Rachel, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks so much for your time.